Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just a bit cooler than average for this first Monday in December. High today in the middle 50s. Get your full forecast for the week ahead on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories. It's Monday, December 2nd. A shooting on a DART light rail platform leaves one person dead, and two police departments are looking for the killer. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at the Deep Ellum DART station with the latest.
Dallas Area Rapid Transit says two people got into an argument on a Green Line train just after midnight this morning. DART police got a call about a shooting here at the Deep Ellum station about 12:20. DART says police arrived. They found one person had been shot and killed on the train platform. DART police and Dallas police, they spent the night here investigating together, but they have not made any arrests or figured out what led to the argument or shooting. Deep Ellum station has reopened, and people waiting for trains this morning say this is an area that gets rowdy at night, but they're used to a quiet commute in this neighborhood so early in the morning.
For the most part, it's like kind of empty, like it is now. Sometimes you'll have like homeless people, they'll like walk around or get on the train, but that's about it.
Trains are back running on schedule. DART has surveillance cameras here, so they're going to be checking those out to see, and they've been talking to the other people who are on the train to try to identify the person who started shooting.
A judge has modified the probation for former Dallas Cowboy Josh Brent, who was arrested earlier this year after a tussle with Coppell police. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the agreement keeps Brent out of jail for his intoxication manslaughter conviction.
In late June, police arrested Brent outside of a fast food restaurant in Coppell after they say he admitted to being intoxicated. Brent is on probation for 10 years for a fatal drunk driving accident that happened 7 years ago, an accident that killed his longtime friend and teammate, Jerry Brown. Because he was uncooperative and had to be tased, Brent was arrested for resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer in Coppell, a matter that could have put the probation in jeopardy. A source says those cases, which have been pending, will be dismissed under terms of the agreement. Brent has to get a psychological evaluation and obey any recommendations. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today is Cyber Monday, and as we hear from KRLD's Bailey Friday, it's expected to be record-breaking.
Shoppers dished out over $7 billion on Black Friday, and today they're expected to spend even more online. Adobe Forecast predicts this Cyber Monday will bring in $9.4 billion in sales. That's a couple billion more than last year. But with online shopping comes online shopping scams.
Don't fall for the cash card tricks, because all of these are simply meant to take cash from you, and then from there you have no recovery.
Data protection expert Dr. Edward Peters tells NBC5 scams are everywhere, but there are warning signs. Be on the lookout for misspellings, lack of contact information, or unusual web addresses. All of these could mean you're being scammed. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Rangers' 9th annual holiday toy drive is underway. It started yesterday and runs for the next 2 weeks. It culminates with the grand finale event at Vandergrift Plaza inside Globe Life Park. John Blake with the Rangers says many of your favorite players will be on hand.
Willie Calhoun is serving as the honorary chairman for this year's event. He will certainly be here. And a number of the other players that live in the area, a couple guys will fly in for this. Manager Chris Woodward, Rangers captain.
You can drop off a new and unwrapped toy or book at the Rangers Grand Slam shop at Globe Life Park, the team shop in downtown Fort Worth, or at Fort Worth Police and Fire Stations. Former TCU coach Pat Sullivan died over the weekend.
And here's Sullivan faking to Henley. Sullivan's going to go very long. Touchdown!
Patrick Joseph Sullivan burst into the headlines in 1969, and 2 years later he won the Heisman, throwing for more than 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. playing 6 years in the NFL for the Falcons and Redskins, he retired and eventually gravitated to coaching. In 1992, he came to Fort Worth to take over a TCU squad still trying to recover from a three-year probation for recruiting violations. After two losing campaigns, he led the Frogs to a 7-5 mark in 1994, gaining a share of the Southwest Conference Championship. But losing seasons in 96 and 97 resulted in his resignation. Pat Sullivan died at his home yesterday, 16 years after being diagnosed with throat cancer. He was 69. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A rally sends the Mavericks past LeBron James and the Lakers. Here's David Burrell at the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
A 28-5 third-quarter run turned the game in the Mavericks' favor in Los Angeles. Dallas won 114-100 to end the Lakers' 10-game winning streak. They had been 17-2 before yesterday. Luka Doncic scored 21 of his 27 in the second half. DeLon Wright scored 17, and Kristaps Porzingis, Dwight Powell, and Justin Jackson tallied 15 each. Head coach Rick Carlisle said that all who played supplied something good.
Top to bottom, we played, I think, 11 guys, and everybody contributed something when it counted.
The Mavericks are now 13-6 and have won 7 of their last 8. David Burrell, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas Stars lose to Minnesota in a shootout 3-2. And despite their struggles, the Cowboys still hold sole possession of first place in the NFC East after the Eagles lost to Miami yesterday. The Cowboys will play at Chicago Thursday night.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.